weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
How about some of those rainfall figures? The 253 mils there with another 250 there, and just huge 199, 153, huge rainfall figures overnight. And very reminiscent of what so many people, particularly those there on the beaches north of the city, had to endure listening to those rainfall figures come through. And, of course, up above in the Barron River, it was all coming together, and suddenly it was just like a raging torrent. And what happened, so many of those communities and so many of those homes suffered. Now, the suffering is obviously still going on. There is so much work to be completed, and there is so much discomfort being endured by those people on those beachfronts. For example, Machin's and Holloway's and, to a lesser extent, Yorkies. I've just put a call through to our re-elected Division 8 Councillor Rhonda Coghlan. She's on the line. She keeps a finger on the pulse of how the recovery is going. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You mentioned some of those people last night listening to what's going on outside, listening to the rain and realising that it was just like a torrent possibly would be coming their way. Obviously, in this particular case, no, but the sort of rainfall figures were astounding overnight.
They were, John. It just kept coming, didn't it? And the rivers were very, you know, I've crossed them this morning, and the usual suspects, the go-kart track and the car park of the ski park, and, you know, they're all underwater. It's astounding that we're still getting that sort of rain. I did hear someone say that we had a month's, the usual rainfall for April last night.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yep.
Imagine the impact on those who've endured what they did in December, bringing back those memories.
For sure. And so many of those people are living in caravans and, you know, they have tarps and they, you know, still making do with camping-type situations. Will it be tough on them with that kind of rainfall as well?
Exactly. Yep. Give us a bit of an update, if you don't mind, Ron, about, well, progress being made. Things that you say, yes, we should be relieved about and enthusiastic about, and the things that are disappointing so far.
Look, I guess the most disappointing thing is, you know, we had around more than 800 homes were inundated with water. And I don't know of very many that have had their repairs done and, you know, are back in the home and everything's complete. There are people that are living in their homes or parts of their home that, you know, whether they should or shouldn't be is a whole nother matter. You know, and it might be a case of they're not insured or they've got nowhere to go, and with the housing crunch, then that's where they need to be. So there's a whole lot of homes in, you know, out and about the northern beaches where and not back to normal and won't be for possibly still another 6 or 12 months. So that's disappointing.
12 months, some of them.
Yep. So, you know, and the allowances that they get for their insurance cover possibly isn't going to cover that amount of time. Mm. So, you know, what happens then? That will be difficult to manage for a very lot of people. But then there's those that are not insured, and they're the ones that are trying to live on their property or in their property if they possibly can.
Mm.
And, you know, the conditions aren't what they should be.
Is there sometimes help available that some people aren't, well, truly across and perhaps aren't taking advantage of?
Well, there is, John, and some people have, it's taken them this long to get around to it, but they should contact Centrecare. And there's still help available, and they can send them in the direction of, you know, still the grants and the assistance that is available to them for all sorts of things, because, you know, people might think that they've missed the boat, or initially they said, I don't need help, I'll be right, whether that be mental health or whether it be financial help or whether it be assistance to build or whether it, you know, there's all sorts of issues going on here. And there is just, it's just so widespread that it's, you know, one size does not fit all.
Now, you've been around for years and you remember with cyclones, and we've had the inundation to the south, we've had the tearaway winds, Bibinda, that area down through Innisfail in the past. And one of the things that really emerged in the recovery was the shortage of tradies. There just weren't enough tradesmen to go around. Is that going to be an issue there on those beaches, on the northern beaches?
That absolutely is an issue, and it going forward it is an issue. And I think what compounded that is a couple of weeks after our disaster, you know, there was a disaster in the Sunshine Coast and one on the Gold Coast, and, you know, the resources were where those resources would have poured into Cairns in the past. And we have seen it. We saw it with Early Beach, and we saw it, and we saw it in Innisfail after Yarsi and Larry, and, you know, we have seen it before, but I don't think we had a trade and material shortage before this disaster. So this has really, really, really compounded it. And not only for individuals, but for council as well. So we've got a hell of a lot of infrastructure to go ahead. And we're now looking at our recovering being 2 to 3 years with the major infrastructure replacements. Things like the Barron Gorge Road, the Coppolo Dam Road, the bridge at Holloway's Beach, the, you know, they go on and on and on, the big ones and the little ones. They will take time. And materials and trade are a big part of that.
The Holloway's Beach Bridge, is that already underway?
No. So the causeway went in there, and we're just waiting for confirmation of approval for the funding to build a bridge. So before we can start the process, we need that confirmation. When that happens, and we are expecting it to happen, but when it does happen, we will look at modifying or improving the causeway, because it will still need to service that community for, you know, 18 months possibly, while we go through the process of looking for tenders, you know, designing the bridge, putting on tenders, appointing those, and actually starting construction. So that, you know, we know that will take time, so we do need to do something a little bit more permanent once we have that confirmation.
Now, back to December after the disaster, the contribution from volunteers was just remarkable. Is there still volunteer contribution underway out at those beachfront areas?
There is still, you know, largely after a few weeks, a lot of it disappears, as you would know. Like, you know, particularly the things like mucking out houses, hard waste, you know, that's long finished, although there is still spot jobs of that. And that's the people we were talking about that have waited, you know, haven't been willing to deal with it or ready to deal with it for various reasons, and then they do. Well, we're helping them out with those. But there still is meals. There's still a hub at Machin's Beach, and there still are members of the community that are doing that. And, you know, there's various reasons again. There are people that just want to be surrounded by other people because it's all very triggering. You get an event like last night, you can imagine what that did. I know how I felt with that. It's a scary time, and and to see the river so high again, that will be triggering people as well. But and then there's the people that are living in not ideal situations that may not have their own cooking facilities, and they're, you know, they're the people that genuinely do need support in those spaces. So there is still some help for those people, and largely that volunteering capacity from the community is what's taking care of that. But then there's other stuff going on. Can I tell you, yesterday I went out to and this isn't a secret anymore because there was media there and there was a whole lot of people taking photos, but there is a couple of houses in Yorkeys Knob that are being renovated through Budget Renovations, which is an offshoot of The Block, I believe.
Really?
And they've started that yesterday. So that was really heartwarming to be out there and see that going on. So someone from the community has recommended these people for a renovation, that they need help. They don't, you know, so that they won't be out of their house for another 12 months, and that was what they were told. So, yeah, and then, yeah, look, it was, and then the people that it was offered to said they would only agree with it if the benefit to them was shared with another household.
Wow.
So to share the love. So they won't, neither household will get a complete renovation.
Okay.
But enough that they can move into their house. And, yeah, look, it's just beautiful. There's stuff going on everywhere, and there's tradies out there that are supporting people. There's tradies, you know, electricians and plumbers and, you know, chippies that are out there doing jobs for people for free because they don't have insurance.
Wow,
and there's,
that's wonderful.
There's community that is still knocking on doors to see who needs assistance. QRA was out there yesterday. I saw them out at Yorkies Knob as well, and they're knocking on doors and going and visiting people to find out how it's going with the insurers and if, you know, the jobs are getting done that need to be getting done and what kind of assistance that they need to do to support that. And that's the state government. So if you see them out there in their state government shirts and they're in, you know, little groups and they're knocking on doors, and I did see them yesterday at Yorkies Knob, give them a toot and thank them. Because they're out there doing their bit as well still. So they haven't gone away, which is great to see.
Now, the Yorkies Renos, is that being televised?
It will be televised, but not until later in the year.
Meaning it won't,
so maybe
it won't be, you can't watch it on TV till later in the year, is that what
you're saying? Not
yet.
No.
I see.
That's until then, yes.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it is amazing. And it's, you know, what a great project to do. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The
interesting.
The house that I went to yesterday, it was the house that broke me when I went into Yorkies Knob. So I walked in and I saw memorabilia on the drive, and these are people that I've known for 30 something years. And I saw memorabilia on the driveway of their deceased parents.
Oh,
and,
really? Wow.
And, you know, I went inside and their adult kids were sitting in mud, sorting out photos, and that was the one that broke me. And these people were consoling me, and it's like, this isn't what I came here for. Like, it was heartening to see that happening yesterday.
Excellent update, as emotional as it is for you, Rhonda, and the listeners, but thank you for this contribution. Much appreciated.
You're really welcome, John. Love to be here. Thanks.
Jeez, what an update that is about this ongoing challenge, this ongoing nightmare for many up there. Machin's, Holloway's, and to a certain extent, Yorkies. Rhonda Coughlin there. She's the newly reappointed Division 8 Cairns councillor.